Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Me can't enjoy myself, me a girl.
Yep, we're back up in here helping you get over the hump. What's going on, everybody? Hip-Hop Informer. Coming to you live out of Atlanta after flying all the way back from the west side, hanging out in San Diego tonight. Man, so much going on. Tonight we're going to do a rewind on the conversation we were supposed to have on Monday, talking about Raven Simone and that ghetto discrimination comment. But, man, listen, I didn't even realize that they were still calling hoe houses brothels. You know, I thought they were just hoe houses. I thought they were just hoe houses. We're talking about Lamar Odom found unconscious in a Nevada brothel. But first, all the way live from Charlotte. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. What's going on?
Good afternoon in the evening time. What's going on?
Trying to get over this hump?
Yes, I'm surprised you're not asleep. I would be.
Listen, I think I did that enough already.
Oh, okay.
Itty bitty, Flint City. I'm talking about doing Showtime. Hot chocolate. What's going on?
Oh,
okay. A year later.
What'd it do? I think the message was she's not on yet. The DMV, that dude on the Wheels of Steel, Save James, what up, bro?
He might be on mute.
Are both of them on mute?
They might both be on mute.
All right. Well, we'll talk until
hey,
they
y'all.
Unmute their phone.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Yeah, this Lamar Odom deal, though.
Listen. Listen, I'm talking rock bottom.
I mean, they say that he was on like herbal Viagra, and that like
right. and cocaine.
Oh,
there she go.
I was here the whole time. Not unless the board put me on mute. But hello, everyone. Glad to be heard.
Hey, boy.
Word, yo. Don't feel bad. It happened to me too. Yeah.
What's that?
And like soon as you said, wait a minute about his Showtime appearances and everything, my joint just kind of blanked out too. So
yeah. I'm thinking it's just me.
Ladies and gentlemen, there they are.
We are.
We here. We up in this BIE.
The hot chocolates of the show. Hi.
That's right.
I really did not realize they were still calling them brothels.
Me neither.
I think it's a brothel when it's legal.
Got to be politically correct. Yeah. But then, don't they call them cat houses out there too? They got like a cat house out there, something like that.
The Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch, that one.
The cat house, bro.
Something like
hey.
That.
Hey.
Literally.
That's New
Orleans,
ain't it? In a New Orleans?
That's what I thought it was called.
Red Light
District.
We are here. It's Social Lab, helping you get over the hump. Madam CeeLo Boston, hot chocolate, that dude saved James up to him. We'll be right back.
Stay away from the brothels.
Hey.
Cleveland, here I come. If y'all want some more of this, Cleveland, come check me.
Baby powder.
Go fill my cup, yeah. You heard that song, baby. I'm cool with the convict. The cool of a hate cunt. Got a bunch. That's a promise, yeah. That's a promise, yeah. That's a promise, yeah.
She's so high, her nose bleed, my clean like chlorine. Got a white girl, she barefoot in my old school, my flow's clean. Maybach, that's two-tone. Phone tap, got a few phones. Headphones on my futon. Gangsta on my group home. I don't bop, I do the money dance. Now I call it that Robert Kraft. Yo, whole clique look dead broke, my young set.
Roger that.
All my dogs got fox first. Teacher said I was a big dummy. Rich better come suck my these diamonds on me, call big money. Waiting on you to come jump my fence. I paid the bitch off for brick money. Day counting my body count, I whacking on Easter Sunday. smoke a blunt and might eat some. Tell the truth, my mind gone. P.S.J. caught one ticket. You can never be in my time zone. That's the color, yeah. That's the color, yeah. That's the color, yeah. That's the color, yeah. 100,000 to 100,000.
Up 9:15 here in Itty Bitty Plant City, your girl Hot Chocolate, St. James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General here in the Social Lab, PM Harmer Radio Live. We are getting over our hump, your hump, the hump, and politicking a little bit about this Lamar Odom situation out there in the, what'd you call it, say, the cat house?
Before we go too far down that rabbit trail hole.
Get that hole.
Yeah, let's rewind the whole Raven Simone ghetto discrimination comment. Listen, I was researching that story after we actually finished talking on Monday a little bit more. And I found it real interesting, just the perspective. So we know she's a fool, and sometimes she puts her foot in the mouth, and clearly that was a foot-in-the-mouth moment. But I started to look at all of these ridiculous names that have been on the news, like over the last few years. You know, all of the crazy, crazy names. And so not crazy in the sense that, I mean, they're people's names, but crazy in the sense that, man, it's like dumb, difficult having to pronounce or try to call some of these people's names. So we heard about the watermelon Drea name that was became so popular. But I saw, like, so many crazy, crazy names. I wanted to start the show off by asking you all, what is the most ridiculous, we're going to say, eccentric name versus ghetto that you've actually heard? But clearly, it sounds quite ghetto. But we're going to say it's eccentric.
There's a few. I could think of a professional football player named Barkevious Mingo.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
Barkevious.
He's a linebacker. I mean, I won't say it to his face probably because he's about 6'4", 255, and could run a 4.7 40. But let the record reflect, Barkevious Mingo isn't one of the most professional names you would hear. Jadeveon Clowney, that's another one.
Who?
I mean,
did you say Clowney?
His last name is Clowney, but his first name is Jadeveon.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know what? I have more than one point of view on that, because in one sense, yes, there are ridiculous names out there, right? Or the way they're spelled, or
It's
the spelling. It's spelled
a name. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like spelling madam, but they actually spelling D-E-M, you know what I'm saying? Like, they phonetically spelling out names and stuff like that. But then on the other side of that, it's like, why are they crazy? Because white people make up names all the time. That's how half the names are out here in the first place, and they just broke it down to different variations, you know, depending on, you know, where their family
is. White people don't make up names. White people just name their kids names and inanimate object names. No, they name them after inanimate objects. Apple.
Yeah, because I want to know.
But they name their children, biblical names.
What is?
But I mean, I've also met somebody named Obadiah.
Whoa! We're clashing.
What's the strangest Caucasian name you've heard?
I don't even know. I'm more of a face person, but
I'm with Gina. I don't, you know, I'm like, huh? I don't think so. I think that's.
I mean, they're all the thing I notice about our European brothers and sisters when it comes to their naming. They like to combine names, I would say. Like, you'll have a Mary Sue Ellen or something like that, or a Liz Bethany or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, our names are combined, too. They're just Quintavicia.
But that's what I'm saying. Or what's your little girl name? Quavagine? People call her up. But my question is, why does it have to be deemed crazy or whatever because of trying to be unique, trying to be name your child something that
think,
nobody else has named?
I don't think crazy is the word. I don't think crazy is the word. I think when you think of uniqueness, right, I think it's important to think longevity. And I don't necessarily think that we think long term when we think of names. I think we grab names in the moment. We don't grab
right now.
Think about the future of our children. I think maybe others do.
Like, for real though, when I was in high school, my era of high school, you know, the early to mid 90s, the name Keisha, that was just as common as the word today or the in the sentence.
Yeah.
True. You know what I'm saying? You could go,
that was
you know, I mean, it was all, and it was an era. It was the era of Keisha's. know what I'm saying? And it had so many prefixes to the Keisha. You had Ty Keisha, Lil Keisha, Nug Keisha. You know what I'm saying? Mug Keisha.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
I have a friend named Wakeisha, and there's a city in the United States. I can't think of what, I think it was in Milwaukee or Wisconsin, somewhere over there, Midwest. But, you know, there's the city named Wakeisha. But on the East Coast, anybody know nothing about that. So they want to, you know, joke. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and it's the name of a city.
A unique name. Speaking of Wakeisha, I think the most unique name that I've heard, an urban name, and I'm not sure that it's ghetto, but it's definitely unique, is Tikawata.
Wow.
Tikawata, that's hard as hell to pronounce, spell.
And spell, right.
And even think about it. So what was she thinking? Tikawata.
That sounds like a combination of names.
That sounds like an Indian tribe.
You know what?
Sounds like a city of Florida, right? Tikawata.
Yep. Yep. Next to the Seminoles. Yep.
Like
or a river.
Florida.
Or Tikawata River.
Or a river. You know, like the
Lake Minnetonka. Go and wash your
We'll be back after this. It's crazy.
Hammond Radio Live. It's 9:26 p.m. over here in the East Coast, 6:26 on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, y'all got to figure that out. Okay, so before we went to break, we were, you know, kind of finishing up on talking about Raven Simone and her ridiculousness with saying that, you know, she wouldn't hire anybody with the name Melanandria, whatever she said.
Watermelandrea.
Okay,
Watermelandrea.
Yeah, that right there. Well, the interesting thing about that is she apologized. Now, I didn't feel like she should have apologized. If you're going to stick with it, stand with it. You know what I mean? If you're going to say it. But she pretty much was like her comments, and this is loosely, this is loosely broken down. My comments about discrimination have spun out of control. She wasn't attacking any specific race, but kept repeating a name that was said in a viral video. Watermelandrea, whatever. So she goes on to say that she had been denied many jobs because of her skin color, body size, and age. And, you know, that made her feel rejected. So pretty much she didn't want to be part of the problem. She wanted to be part of the solution. And that, now this is funny right here to me, that as an equal opportunity employer, I have never discriminated against the name, even though I said I would. It's not true. So anyway, she goes on to say that her comments were in poor taste. And she shouldn't have been so discriminatory.
Own it.
Yeah, I felt right. Exactly. That was my thing right there. Own it, okay? Because I know I say some crazy stuff to, you know, to some people that think it's crazy. But own it. That's your belief.
Like I said, we the black delegation trade Raven Simone for half eaten packet of oodles and noodles.
You
two
know
bottles
what?
Of hot
Jackie
sauce.
Chan. Can we get
and
Jackie Chan?
We listen. We will take her for Rachel. What's Rachel's name? The chick that fit being black.
Was it Dozier?
Yeah.
We'll take
her.
Take her. Give us the sport and waves in a do rag, and we'll call it even.
Sport.
Okay.
And one Newport. I need a Newport to put in that do rag.
And I need a brush. And I need a brush to make the waves pop.
Okay, so I'm not listening to them no more, and we're gonna start talking about Lamar Odom now, about him being found unconscious in a whorehouse.
In the cat house.
Unconscious. I'm not laughing at the part he was unconscious because that's sad. He could have died right then and there, you know?
Hey, and I also didn't know that he and Khloe Kardashian are still legally married, and she's been holding a vigil at his bedside. And the last decision of, you know, what to do, because they're saying that he's in a coma and on life support, will be left up to her.
Right.
Yeah,
because if he's brain dead, go ahead.
There's a conflicting story with that marriage piece, because when I was out in San Diego yesterday, this was a big story. The fact that he had been found in Nevada, and they reported that in 2013, Lamar and Khloe had gotten divorced. And I was like, okay, I missed that. Because
right.
I didn't think that it was official.
Yeah, I knew.
You know, I don't follow them that close, but I'm thinking we missed that one.
Right. I was going to say the papers had already been drawn up, but what have you? Yeah, they just haven't been like signed by her and, you know, submitted to be filed in the court.
That means they're not divorced.
Well, then they're still married.
Right.
That 50 mil is still up for grabs.
Exactly. So the thing is that would it be ridiculous for her to finalize the divorce now that he's in a coma? Or would it be best for her to just let him die? I mean, you know, pull the plug or whatever, and she just be a widow from there.
I think that's what it's down to. Is it that serious? Is he in an estate where it doesn't seem like he's going to come back? Because I didn't understand that there was a mucus, you know, type fluid that was being used for as a Viagra type, you know, product coming out of his nose and his mouth. But then I also heard allegedly that cocaine was also involved.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, see, that's the thing. The toxicology report hasn't even been released yet. So I think that might just be hearsay.
Possibly.
You know what I mean? And I do understand what you were saying, say that the owner of the brothel, of course, wouldn't admit that, you know,
illegal drugs were being done on the property. But at the same time, once the nobody knew that he was even still alive until they walked him through. And this is reports I got from Shepard Smith's page. Fox News guy. So they were pretty much saying that he's in a coma, clinging to life, and like I said, the toxicology report hasn't even came out yet. But she's there. The whole Kardashian family is there at his side. They have like pictures or whatever of Kris Kardashian outside the hospital, you know, pacing or what have you. So yeah, pretty much has a family, you know.
You think they're really concerned though?
I don't think they would have showed up though, like for real.
I would hope that they would be concerned. I mean, you know.
Yes, me too.
Because keep in mind that he was still talking to Kris Jenner, even when him and Khloe weren't talking.
Yeah, and they were married for 4 years.
So I think
some level of a relationship.
It's an interesting thing how those Kardashians are just always tied up, tangled up.
With everything, celebrities,
poison, man.
I think it's more so that we all go through the same amount of drama. It's just not televised as theirs is.
Yeah, and I agree. I definitely agree. Well, I'll say this: I'm praying for Lamar Odom because prayer changes things. I mean, it's real, and it's not to be cliche, but I'm telling you. You know, R. Kelly said prayer changes things. And damn it, I didn't need him to tell me. But if R. Kelly says it, then...
Oh, my God. You better not say his name no more.
Why not? What's wrong with R. Kelly?
Don't make me touch on air.
He repented. Hey, man, if he made it through Young Kimbo the past couple years, he done got another chance.
But he's been forgiven, and
he has.
And so, I mean, I'm so serious. Let me bring it back. I'm so serious. I mean, this dude has gone through, to me, a traumatic, you know, lapse of events. Since he's been connected to Khloé. And so maybe his life was this way. But again, to your point, it wasn't televised. We didn't know. Many of us have crazy lives. It's just not televised. People don't know. But I think this is extreme. You know, this is pretty extreme. Drugs always seem to be involved. And so Lamar Odom,
yeah, they do.
We're praying for you, brother.
Yes, right. Most definitely.
Well, and you know what? And it's also handled different when you have the money to buy large quantities of said drugs. It's just more problems.
Hey, Rick James said it. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Hell of a drug, boy.
Okay.
And that herbal Viagra ain't no better.
Can you imagine? Oh. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. Adult Talk, St. James. Ah, man. Again, we're praying for you, Brother Odom. We'll be right back. Team Muhammad Radio. It's 9:34.
I know nothing to pop. baking soda. I got baking soda. Baking soda. I got baking soda. Whip it through the glass. I'm blowing money fast. I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the Lolo.
Turn up.
I'm in love with the cocoa. 36, that's a kilo.
I get.
Need a brick, miss my free throw. I'm in love just like Neo. Bust it, now he Neo. Free my homies, the CEO. The judge, my P.O. All this like I'm Nina. Water whip like I'm Nemo. Baking soda, I got baking soda. Baking soda, I got baking soda. Whip it through the glass. I'm blowing money fast. I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the Lolo.
9:37. Trying to help you get over the hump. You're inside the Social Lab, TM Hama Radio. What's going on? Coming to you live out of Atlanta, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Let's go to the phones. Hey, caller, tell us your name, where you're calling from tonight. Thanks for rocking with us.
Greetings. My name is Ocean.
Hi. Okay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Nice name.
Ocean.
Oh, thank you. Wow,
you
guys make
me feel right now. Are you feeling the breeze, Ocean?
I certainly am. I'm feeling a breeze of love, and I want you to know I feel badly for the comment that I'm about to make because y'all are so elegant with your greeting of love.
Uh-oh.
You
can
go for it.
I promise to be gentle. But I'm coming with a sword now. I've got to say the unpopular thing. You know, I'm like that little boy that told the emperor he was naked. I'm heartbroken about Lamar Odom. I'm talking about a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Right. Lamar Odom, a beautiful man. I was offended when the Lakers cut him because I felt like he had a lot to do with the resurrection of the Laker organization. And it just seems like they sort of shook him to the left. And Lamar, in my eyes and in my mind, was such a great specimen of a black man. But he had little issues. And many people have obsessive personalities, but they have to get with people who balance them out. That's very important. I want to say this to the black man, and I'm putting this disclaimer out here. It's going to hurt,
right,
but it'll be all right when the swelling goes down. I've just come to the conclusion the white woman is bad luck for the black man. I could go through a litany of brothers. I could go through... You can argue with me all you want, but I can go through a litany of brothers whose lives have been devastated. They're walking around looking crazy. Look at Tiger Woods, walking around with a tooth missing, all the money he's got. His golf game is not the same. His hair has fallen out. He has been raggedy and sick ever since the neighbors hooked him up with that. With that white chick who was nothing but a high-end babysitter. I'm saying these brothers end up sick with cancer. They either OD or they die or they just totally fall off or they become crazy.
Wow.
Now I know you say that, but Scott Stewart, he continued to battle serious cancers. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, don't leave him out.
Right.
There's so many athletes I could go down the line. I'm saying to the black man, the white woman is poisonous, and she's bad luck for him. Not that I'm trying to keep them apart because, you know, sisters really don't go behind white women with black men. They don't. They tend to not do it. It's just not a comfortable thing, and it's not conducive to harmonious a harmonious relationship. Not that I'm being racist, but it just doesn't work. But I'm saying you all need to take a look at what happens to the lives of these brothers. Kanye is crazy as batshit now. Excuse the expression. No, seriously. The guys, and then the mother has a, now I'm not gay bashing, but the mother has a gay boyfriend. He's going to do something crazy. Just give him time.
Right.
I mean, these women deteriorate the life of the black man, and I want you guys to answer me this question. How do black men disintegrate so quickly, especially black men who are in the limelight, wanting you to be mindful that the heavy hitters in Hollywood who are black men have black wives. I'm talking about Denzel and Samuel Jackson have black women who they've been with all of their lives, and their careers are intact. They're not sick. They don't look like they're dying and shit. So can you answer me, what is it about this woman that kills these men? Thank you for your time, and I'm going to take your answer.
I'll say this. You are all right with me. We like truth.
Yes, ma'am.
You spoke that truth just so smoothly. And it's just that. It's truth. I can't speak to you from a Hollywood high-end, you know, African-American male perspective, but I can give you just a little perspective. And I think a lot of times, you know, the black man shifts, you know, from the black woman to the Caucasian woman because somewhere along the line, he didn't feel supported. He didn't get what he felt he needed. The black woman was too damn aggressive, damn nosy,
too opinionated,
too damn pushy.
Yep.
And so he went another route. And so I don't disagree with anything that you stated, but I think the black woman needs to learn how to be a little more supportive and less damn talkative. And the situation would be a little better. And that's just me speaking from a broke black man perspective.
I appreciate your truthfulness. I appreciate your honesty, but I want to tell you this, my brother. I think the black man needs to understand that the black woman is the only mother of civilization. And when she pokes and prods at the black man, she keeps him alive. Lamar Odom would be alive right now if he was with his sister.
I think it's a way to
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Because she want to keep him from...
I don't disagree, but I think there's a way because I think a lot of times we try to do it one way and we have to customize it for the individual. But I totally understand what you're saying, and we live because of you. I think we respect you in some way along the way. A black man that goes into the arms of a Caucasian woman somewhere lost the respect for her.
Can I tell you what Richard Pryor said? Richard Pryor said this, and he was very serious. He said when he got with his white wife, he said when he was lazy and doing lines of coke instead of working, he would say, he said he would yell at her, you don't know what it's like to be a black man.
It's a black
man. Don't come asking me no questions. And he said he would slam doors and everything. And he said then he married the sister, and he tried it, forgetting who he was. And he said the sister told him, nigga, please. And he said he'll apologize to her. He said, you know what, you're right. I need to get on my job before I lose my station in the comedic realm. He said it was the dichotomy there is that one understands you and understands you are struggling in this culture here. So somebody has to stay on top of you. Would you rather be sick and dead and diseased or alive and a little bit perturbed?
No, I'm where can I offer this? Because of a black woman. I'm where I am today because of a black woman.
Right.
Go ahead.
Can I offer this? I'm not, and I agree with both perspectives, but whenever we talk about this mindset, I like to bring it back to the initial conditioning of the structure of the black family as a whole. How when we were brought over here against our will and how we were taught to, how we were forced to think a certain way. This is, it's all part of the conditioning that still hasn't been broken. The physical shackles are gone, but the mental shackles are still somewhat there. And without the proper, I would say, teaching in the home front, this problem is still going to exist because black women as a whole have been taught on the, I guess, will have been conditioned to believe they don't need nobody. They don't need no black man or whatever, whatever the case may be. And they, and we talked about it in the show plenty of times about why is the black woman portrayed as such an angry individual. And sometimes they stand true to that calling as being angry and attitude all the time. You know, and not to say that it's an excuse, but at the same time, it's very real. So I'm not with nobody. I don't believe anybody on this panel is disagreeing with your statements and your perspective, as Terrence was saying. But at the same time, I think it's a more of a deeply rooted problem that needs to be addressed versus the surface of what we're seeing right now. But real quick, though, we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to finish this dialogue right here, because this is healthy dialogue right now.
And you hang in there with us, Ocean. Don't go nowhere.
Stay with us right now. We're going to talk about this some more. This has good legs right here. We'll be right back, y'all. Team Hyman Radio.
Okay. Rogers a hot boy, it's a fat boy. Skinny jobs, don't envy mine, all ceilings. Chandeliers, I'm authentic, getting long money. Short winded, let go and get it, bang, bang. Catch Rick and shades for that double lip. Get shot in your finger waves. 20 chickens watching, I still be moving the base. Gave a job to them children you scared to raise. Chain swinging, name ringing. Shots fired, same. We moving weight, I'm at a different pace. I'm out in Haiti with my lady screaming, no boule. I'm hard to kill, Dade County, Versace Neal. 14, first tattoo, that was that dollar bill. Only woman got the combination to the safe. Grammy nominated once, but I'm still moving back.
See the blacks on the next ball, they be still moving bait. Got them records jumping out the star, they be still moving bait. Copper try to knock us off. Still moving basic. Don't shot doing shots. And we're still moving basic.
Falling from the skies, the money bags get bigger. Angels tatted all on me. Pray for a Lord sinner. Rolls Royce Corniche sweeping me off my feet. Noop, they by the bleeding. We do them all by the beat. Taz Angels just want to chill. Jewelers just want to meet. Man, expense. 3 trips a week. Misses just want to freak. Fast stay up the street. Know they telling us close, so we leak what we want to leak. New Mark, Super Sharp, my Super Farrakhan. In the house of the Lord, my nigga bearing arms. His eyes wide, nose runny, got what he eating for. I'm moving bass, we out of state, you know my speaker's low. Put the to your mouth, I show me to the safe. Grammy nominated once, but I'm still
see
moving bass.
Blacks on the next ball, they be still moving bass. Got them records jumping out the star, they be still moving bass. Copper try to knock us off. Still moving basic. Don't shot soon.
Now 917-889-3926 the number to dial. You want to get part of this conversation right here. We got some good dialogue going on right now. About 10 minutes left in the show. Still tuning in. Team Hyman Radio Live, the best internet radio station in the world, Craig, in the galaxy, in the universe. Call it what you want, but that's what it is. We still here with y'all right now, and I die for this. So we still here with our special caller right now, young
Ocean.
Lady that's giving us major perspective, Ocean. So she's so magnificent, they had to name 7 of those after her. You know what I'm talking about?
Where you get that name
so
from?
You still with us, Ma?
I'm here. I'm sorry, what was the question?
How did you get that name?
Well, later on, I can only tell you about later on as an adult.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
But then I don't want to seem braggadocious.
Hey, well, let me get my hold.
But
wait,
it has
let
to
me
do
my drink. Hold on, let me get my drink.
Let me get my
wait a minute.
Like the motion of the ocean.
let me get some lotion real quick. Hold on. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Do you work in that get...
No, no, no. No. No, it did. No, seriously. No, seriously.
Okay,
it has to do. It has to do with my style of debating. They call me deep.
Okay.
For some of the perspectives and positions that I have, so it's not there's no sexual connotation to it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. See that? They put the lotion down.
I'm a borderline pervert, so that's what my mind goes sometimes. I'm
borderline.
That's my brother right there. That's my big brother. My little brother.
Hey. I'm saying borderline because she don't know me. All right.
Oh, she knows. She she listens, so she knows.
Okay.
Okay.
You sound like you're from, real quick, before you keep going, you sound like you're from Baltimore with that accent. Are you?
I know you're not talking about me.
The sister
on the phone, I hear Baltimore accent and the sister on the phone, but no,
yeah.
I'm nowhere near Bostonian. No, sir. Not
Baltimore,
in the
Baltimore.
No, Baltimore.
Baltimore. I said Baltimore.
Oh, but no, not from Beemore. No, no, sir.
Okay, all right. Okay. I apologize. Anyway, moving on. We want to kind of just keep this conversation. It is very healthy and engaging right now. You left off on the point where, I left off on the point where I was feeling it was more a conditional mindset that needs to be adjusted before we can actually go past the surface of this problem. Not to say that this problem isn't cutting deep. Within our society is very prevalent, but at the same time, the way the structure has been set up for us to thrive as a family unit, it's an uphill battle. We're
it's like upside down.
It's upside down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I think I can help with that, and let me help you with it, because here's the thing. The problem that we have is the North American black man, African, Moor, whatever. You know, there's so many names that – or brown man, whatever this man is calling himself now, the problem that he has, here's the dichotomy. This is a patriarchal culture in Northern America. So he likes that.
Right.
But his natural culture is matriarchal. And when we look at the marketplace and the money for the African cultures, Jamaica, Nigeria, and all these other places, they have the black African woman on their dollar. Why do you think that is?
Mother Earth.
Because she is the marketplace. It's Mother Earth. She is the marketplace, and she is the nucleus of the economy and the culture. So what's wrong with the black man here is that he wants his woman to act like the white woman, but he still wants to be an African king. No, sir, the two don't mix. You got to let the black woman be the black woman. And I think, you know, I'm going to tell you what I think personally, and I've thought about this long and hard. I think the white man is pleased that you don't understand the position of your woman. Your woman doesn't have the same position that his woman has. Now, if you ask the Jamaican brother, he going to tell you his woman is the head of the marketplace, and he don't have a problem with it. Because there's something that comes with this woman. They give you all of this propaganda showing you twerking and booty dropping. That's so that you can badmouth your woman. But I'm going to tell you something. Barack Obama know what that original black woman is. Okay? Mm-hmm. Look at the black woman who is running the budget now for Chicago. It hasn't been a dollar out of penny out of balance since she took it on. What am I saying here? I'm saying you can't call that black woman off her post. You can't offer her no sex and get her to give up on the whole community.
Right.
That's why they put her over the money, brother. The black man has a problem. I'm sorry to tell y'all this, but he has a problem with vagina. He loses his stature when it comes to vagina.
Right.
No, the black man has a really big problem with vagina. He will mess up his marriage and a $1 billion budget over some vagina.
Right.
We need to understand. We got to be real about what our pitfalls are. Yeah, the black woman is mouthy. Yes, she's bossy. But because of who you are, you need that. You can't have a passive woman because you'll kill your damn self, just like Lamar Odom did. That's all I'm saying, sir. That's all I'm saying. Let's recognize what our heels are.
She called you sir. She killed it with that.
Yeah, she broke it down, then called him sir.
She did.
Right.
And called you sir. Love it.
That's why I'm quiet.
You don't know what to do.
Listen,
shut him up.
Let me take a sip of my beer real quick while I digest this.
You know what?
I appreciate your perspective tonight.
The one thing we pride
ourselves on this show is real talk, again, with real people, because we live in real times. And I think, you know, some of the topics that we discuss them, one, to bring awareness, but to really bring about a different perspective, that perspective that you're not going to get just on the regular run-of-the-mill platform. And so, you know, I personally would like to welcome you back here anytime.
Anytime.
The perspective is needed. And topics that are taboo to the marketplace, specifically, you know, topics that are important for our culture, need to be discussed in a way that is not offensive, but is clearly aggressive and direct, because we're living in a period where, you know, we can't be punks about what's happening because our ignorance is taking us up out of here. And so
right.
I think
that
is spot on. You know, you said, you know, yeah, you're bossy, you talk too much, we know it pisses you off, but it's what you need. And so, I mean, as men, we have to get back in positions of our household, because, you know, this thing about pleasure, you know, we hate pain. And I think the pain is that bossiness, right? You keeping us on our toes, sometimes that's painful. But I think, you know, maturity is where we have to get to.
Key.
And when you talk about brothers like Lamar Odom and others, what happened was not just that they were influenced, but they were young. They were ignorant, you know, in a lot of instances. They hadn't really fully matured. And so it's important that we mature so we can make healthy decisions. Because when you mature, you realize that it takes a balance of pleasure and pain. A whole lot of pleasure is going to lead you straight to hell. And that's why so many of us are living lives of hell, because it's all about pleasure. And we're not willing to really endure the pain. So I appreciate you for bringing the pain tonight, baby.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank y'all for extending me the offer to call back in anytime. It won't go unnoticed. I just want you to know that.
Absolutely.
Anytime,
Much appreciated. And we're back Friday, 9 p.m., everybody, inside the Friday Night Cypher. This has been a long week. I've been from the West Coast to the East Coast and back, and I'm pretty exhausted. I'm up out of here with about 3 minutes left in the show. Let's wrap.
You need a nap.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about 53
right.
seconds.
Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Friday. Thank y'all for listening.
Hey, yo, man.
Just don't worry about it, man. Just go grow your beard. It's October. It's hoodie season. It's Andy up season. Grow your beard,
Word.
Man. It's beard season. No more smooth face, man. It's for the girly man right now. Grow a beard.
Join us back on Friday. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio, The General, St. James, Madam Cee-Lo, Boston, your girl right here, Hot Chocolate, Toya, Coop, Dee Dee, Nokio, we love you. Thank you again, Ocean. Come back and join us.
Word.
I will. Thank you.
Guess I can hang up.